This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Prem Sharma. The Rajya Sabha has passed the Protection of Interest in Aircraft Objects Bill 2025. The bill seeks to give legal effect to the Convention on International Interest in Mobile Equipment. The bill also empowers the central government to make rules to implement the provisions of the convention and protocol. The legislation designates the Directorate General of Civil Aviation as the registry authority for the purposes of the convention. The registry authority is responsible for registration and deregistration of aircraft. The State Foundation Day of Odisha, Utkal Divas, was celebrated with enthusiasm at Rajbhavan, Itanagar today. Governor K.T. Parnayak joined the Odia community in the state to mark the occasion. Extending his warm greetings to the people of Odisha, the governor conveyed his best wishes to the people of Arunachal Pradesh. He emphasized that celebrating the statehood days of different states fosters unity and provides an opportunity for deeper engagement with communities working in Arunachal Pradesh. Expressing his gratitude, the governor lauded the contributions of the Odia community in the fields of education and social welfare and hoped that the enduring goodwill between the two states would continue to strengthen and drive Arunachal Pradesh towards greater development under vision of Viksit Arunachal. Chief Minister Pema Khandu, along with Home Minister Mama Nathung, State BJP President Kaling Moyong and MLAs jointly released at least 7,000 Sozo Thorax fish into Choskarangko River to boost indigenous fish population and promote conservation under River Ranching Program at Sergaon yesterday. The initiative, led by the Department of Fisheries, West Kaming District and supported by the National Fisheries Development Board, Hyderabad, aims to enhance fish stock, maintain biodiversity and discourage harmful fishing practices. Deputy Chief Minister Chawna Men attended the Bharatiya Janata Party interaction cum coordination meeting of 46 Chongkram Wakro BLC presidents and Mandal Committee at Tengapani, Namsai today. Lauding the efforts of the Karyakartas, the DCM in a social media post informed that Chongkram Mandal has secured the second position in Sarvadik Man Ki Baat percentage, reflecting their dedication on the occasion. Men handed over his appointment letters to the newly selected Morcha executive members, Mandal members, booth level presidents and executive members of Chongkham unit. The chairman of the Arunachal Pradesh Public Service Commission, Professor Pradeep Lingfa, called on the Governor K.T. Parnayak at Rajbhavan, Itanagar today. The APPSC chairman briefed the Governor on the effective functioning of the Commission, the upcoming examination calendar and various initiatives undertaken to enhance the efficiency and transparency of the selection process. The Governor emphasized the crucial role of the APPSC in ensuring a fair and merit-based recruitment system, which is vital for strengthening governance and public administration in the state. Secretary APPSC Parul Gaur Mittal was also present during the meeting. The District Disaster Management Authority, ISIAM, convened a pre-monsoon preparedness meeting with all the stakeholders at Pasighat today. Addressing the meeting, DC cum Chairman DDMA ISIAM T. Tagu stressed on the preparedness in view of the onset of monsoon. The DC has urged all stakeholders to be aware of their roles and responsibilities and be prepared to face any unforeseen situations. Additionally, he took stock of the contingency plans of all departments and stakeholders and has asked for strengthening their respective contingency plans with a preventive mindset to save lives and mitigate loss of properties and infrastructures, etc. The much-anticipated final round of the 28th Tadar Tang State Level Football Tournament 2025 commenced at the Golden Jubilee Outdoor Stadium, UPR today, bringing together the top 13 teams from across Arunachal Pradesh. After an intense journal round, these teams have emerged victorious and will now battle for the prestigious championship title. The tournament, organized by Arunachal Pradesh Football Association, is the state's most prestigious football event, providing a platform for top district teams to showcase their talent. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.